It went from the old rail fence down to the wire fence, and then they started using a lot of barbed wire. They used a lot of barbed wire for the fence. They use the barbed wire on top, and then I have seen cow pasture and a mule pasture with nothing but barbed wire. Say three strands of barbed wire all the way around the pasture.
Mm-hmm. That's like up north, and down here, y'all didn't have the walls that were just made of big rocks.
No, no, no. I've seen a lot of places that are made out of rock that way.
Uh-huh.
But in this part of the country, they didn't have the rock. Those rocks, when you saw a lot of fence made out of rock that way, the farmers would take the rocks out of the field and make the fence, and they would, it was just in a rocky area of the country.
Yeah,
they had
like
a lot
New England.
Yeah, they had a lot of rock.
And let's see, what's the thing, have you ever heard of, I've never heard of this, but you know, when you have a hen and you want it to lay, do you know what you put under it?
Yeah, they, back in those days they had what they call a glass egg they put under a hen, and they put this glass egg in the nest. They would build a lot of the hens would lay out in the field, in the grass, but around the houses they had built what they call the hen nest, and Grandpa would build these nests out of old boards, and he'd separate them about every 4 or 5 feet apart, 3 or 4 feet apart, and let the hen put some straw in them, and then the hens they'd put use a glass egg.
Was it like China or?
Yeah, it looked kind of like China, but it was glass.
Uh-huh.
And he'd lay that egg in the nest, and you know these old hens are crazy. They'd get up there and look at that egg, and they'd take the beak and hit the egg, and then first thing you know, she'd sit down on it, and maybe sit there 30 or 40 minutes, and maybe she'd lay one or two eggs, or I have seen as high as a dozen eggs in a nest.
Oh, no. That's a riot. They must really be dumb. what do you call carry water in?
Oh, you can carry water in a pail or a bucket.
Okay. Is there any difference in what you call something you carry water in and a pail? And milk in?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you carry it in the same thing?
You could carry it in the same thing, but most of the people out there had. I saw at Grandpa's, both of my grandpas had a wooden bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that did the milking always milked in a metal bucket.
Mm-hmm. I see. What kind of container did you carry food to the pigs in?
Oh, that was usually an old dishpan or something that we had discarded from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We kept it sitting on a wooden rack that we had built just outside of one of the kitchen windows, and we'd always raise the window and just put the leftovers from the table right into the pail, and when the bucket got full, then we'd carry it to the hog trough and empty it.
What did you call the leftovers that you put all
slop
together? Slop? did you call it like a slop bucket or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, sure. That was what it was known to me as a slop bucket.
Oh, boy. Okay, what do you fry egg? What's that thing?
That's a frying pan.
Okay. And what's the thing under it?
That's a cornbread pan.
All righty. What's something big and black that you might have had out in the backyard?
Well, that's a wash pot, honey. We used to put the clothes in that and build a fire around it and boil the water. And that's the way we washed in those days.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had an old colored lady that came to our home every Monday morning and washed for us. And she would build a fire around the old wash pot and wash the clothes, and the way they did it then, boy, they boil the clothes until they, when they came out of there, they wasn't, couldn't be a germ in them because they were boiled to death.
I bet the color didn't stay in it, did it?
Well, a lot of the color boiled out, but I've known old Mandy, this old nigger woman that used to wash for us when I was a kid. She would use what she called bluing. It was a powder that she bought at the store. I don't know what the ingredients was, but I always call it bluing too.
Uh-huh.
But when she dropped it in the water, it would...